Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Naomi Wolf and her team at the Daily Clout submitted a Freedom of Information Act request to the Centers for Disease Control, requesting all emails sent and received by Dr. Rochelle P. Walensky, Sherry A. Berger, and Kevin Griffiths between the dates of February 1st and May 31st of 2021 containing the word myocarditis. They received hundreds of pages showing that the White House and the entire COVID response team knew that the COVID vaccines were killing people and causing blood clots, heart attacks, and myocarditis. They also received 46 additional pages that were not requested. Of these 46 pages, over 80% of them were fully redacted and involved the White House and the Executive Office of the President. These redacted emails were labeled draft White House script and some tough Q&A. They knew in the spring of 2021 that these shots were killing people.
I've said over and over, and I don't mean to belabor this, but to remind everyone, when Steve says, how could this happen? I always say, from my experience working around a White House, that it can't happen unless the boss says it has to or that it can. You can't kill Americans, I've said this so many times on this show, knowingly without the okay of the president. So I knew that up the chain of command, the White House had to be involved in these decisions. But we just didn't have the smoking gun. Now we have the smoking gun. You remember we have 200 volunteer lawyers. So one of these lawyers' name is Ed Berkovich, and he FOIA'd, meaning sent a Freedom of Information Act demand, to the CDC about myocarditis. And something very interesting happened. He got 472 pages from the CDC in response to that FOIA. He was also given an additional 46 pages, which he didn't ask for. And these additional 46 pages, over 80% of the pages were fully redacted. The redactions were, quote, pursuant to 5 U.S.C. 552 exemptions 5 and 6. What is redacted was solicited or shared with the president or his most senior advisors. They know it's happening. The other thing they're freaking out about is myocarditis. They know it's happening. The evidence came in, the updates came in, and the American people are going to be asking questions or starting to ask questions. So they convene a set of crisis meetings, basically, in which they're basically trying to formulate a press response. These are all press people. They crafted a media response. And by the way, there are people who deal with broadcast news as well in that list. And the media response doesn't tell the truth after May of 2021. They rolled out myocarditis, and remember what they said always, extremely rare, mild, resolves, extremely rare, mild, resolves. They knew that they were lying, and they said nothing about the clotting issue from what I recall. So basically, they created from this set of crisis communications, directed by the White House, with the White House's most senior advisors, the COVID-19 Response Project, which was overseen by the White House, at the behest of the White House, to create a media response that you experienced all of 2021, all of 2022, to get you to keep injecting this into your body and injecting it into the bodies of your loved ones. And they knew that they were lying, and they knew that they were hurting people with blood clots, platelet problems, and heart damage. And that's what they did, and that's what happened.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Control over the lands and masses, but I wouldn't be satisfied until I had quashed the boldest voice of truth, InfoWars. So I'd work meticulously to control the world. I'd target platforms like InfoWars first. I'd initiate a campaign of silence. With the subtlety of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve, believe only what you're told. To the young, I would whisper, InfoWars is a fake news conspiracy theory network. I would convince them that man needs no alternate perspectives, no dissenting voices, no questions against the status quo. I would assure them that InfoWars is false, and what's approved is true. And the old, I would teach to say after me, our Father, which art in censorship. If I were the devil, I'd soon have people at war with InfoWars, platforms at war with free speech, and nations at war with freedom of thought, until each in its turn was uniform. If I were the devil, I would undermine platforms like InfoWars from being a refuge for the inquisitive until, before you knew it, you'd have suppression and censorship at every door. Soon, I'd have unity and misinformation. I'd have influential figures promoting a single narrative. Soon, I could evict InfoWars from social media, then from search engines, and then from the homes of patriots. I would lure society into believing only one perspective, dismissing InfoWars as falsehood. And what do you bet I could get whole states to promote uniformity as progress? I would convince the young that independent platforms are outdated, that compliance is more comfortable, that what you see in the mainstream media is the only perspective. In other words, if I were the devil, I wouldn't want you to visit InfoWars.com/show today.
September 27th, 2023. And I've cleared the slate of guests so I can cover all of this news and take your phone calls. I think the best place to start, because there isn't one top story, it's all the globalist assault, is congressional subpoenas and documents that have come in as they dig into gain of function and the COVID response and myocarditis and blood clots and infertility, that it's come out that Fauci quarterbacked and commanded with the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment via the CIA, the worldwide disinformation response, that COVID didn't come out of the lab, and then later that the shots worked, and then quarterbacking censorship through the intelligence agencies of the world and then through big tech. Now, this is coming out in Congress, and it's a big, big deal. And we're going to be going over it today, that they specifically knew that it was causing massive heart attacks, blood clots, strokes, myocarditis, and that half of those that developed this type of myocarditis would be dead within 10 years. most of them within five. And they had these meetings. And even people in the CIA, and this is coming out, said, this is illegal, what we're doing. Now, look, people don't seem to care when I tell you about something after it happens. But if you're a new viewer, I've probably said in the last 3.5 years that the CIA is running all this for the Carnegie and Rockefeller Foundation about 2,000 times, conservatively. So, guys, call the archivist. Just tell them don't go overboard. Look like a two-hour clip. It would be 2 hours. You'd probably find us, and you know, guys, quick. Just get me 5 minutes, 4, 5, 6 minutes, the most hardcore, on-the-nose predictions. Because I've learned about this studying history, researching history, watching congressional hearings, and then living it. I've had the CIA directly and the Justice Department personally run the fake lawsuits, controlling the judges, everything. And that's back in the news today. They just defaulted Trump in New York on the civil case they're going to use to build a criminal case, claiming that he overinflated the values of his property. They're claiming Mar-a-Lago, they defaulted him on this at summary judgment. It's not called a default, but technically is. That's why Yahoo News. Trump basically just lost the New York bank fraud case before it even started. Now, the local realtor sites say bare minimum they could sell it for $380-something million. It's the most valuable property in Florida. There are now people coming out saying, we'll buy it for $1 billion right now. With the inflation going on out there, folks, I bought a house as an investment with our backup money for $3 million and sold it for over $7 million to keep InfoWars on the air. That was always the plan. If needed, I did it. I didn't even live in the house. So that's what's going on. Imagine his property. The estimates are at least $500 million right now. I mean, Joe Rogan bought a house for $14 million on Lake Austin. And now I saw it valued the other day in the news at over $30 million. He just moved here 3 years ago. So on the tax rolls, it's valued hundreds of millions. They're valuing Mar-a-Lago at under what he bought it for 30-something years ago, but 37 years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, why is that such a big deal of all the stories we've got? It's illustrative. In fact, we'll play a Letitia James clip here of her promising when she ran for office to, you know, put Trump in jail to shut Trump down and giggling and laughing like a schoolgirl. It's so much fun to be a tyrant and think you're invincible. Because it's par for the course. Absolutely par for the course that they don't care what the truth is. They don't care what reality is. They're going to move forward and say the border is the most secure it's ever been when it's the most open it's ever been on record. And the Border Patrol even says that. And Biden and the rest of them say, no, it's the most secure. And Mayorkas says it's the most secure. And there's no human trafficking. Well, anybody knows that's a lie. And now Elon Musk is going to the border. It's completely collapsed. So that's more of what we're going to be hitting. But it's now come out in lawsuits and in congressional investigations, and I've got the stack right here, what I already told you. Fauci's above the CIA. He's a Ford Foundation, Carnegie, Rockefeller Foundation, eugenics leader. Those are the top foundations that put the people through college, put them in their foundations, then put them in regulatory agencies and put them back in the foundations, and then start putting them in big pharma. That's why all of the FDA board members are former board members or presidents or heads of the board of Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, Bayer, AstraZeneca. I mean, every damn one of them. So they got their people in everywhere, just like Klaus Schwab says, we penetrate the cabinets. And it's formulaic. So what they do is they literally send the CIA in to these new judges they get elected with the Soros money, like here in Texas, the elected judges, and they have a meeting with them, and they explain to them, this is national security, these are Russian agents, we've got to take them down this way because the American people can't handle it, but we have a file that Jones is a Kremlin agent, he takes orders directly from Putin, he's KGB, of course that's completely false, and they say, here's the blueprint of how you're going to take him down. We're going to open a back channel with you, and then they tell them what to do. Okay, so that's, I told you, it's formulaic, it's run by the CIA. And I've had the CIA reach out to me repeatedly and say, it is your last chance, Jones, to stop. We really don't want to have to destroy you, put you in prison, or kill you. So what, I'm supposed to just roll over and be a coward and so you can, look, I might back down if you guys were like Boss Hog or something and we're trying to kill everybody and cut little kids' wieners off, but I mean, I just can't be part of your satanic takeover. So if you're going to kill me or put me in prison, knock yourselves out. I'll never commit suicide. I'll never give up. I'll never back down. But listeners have to understand, when I get up here and I explain this to you, I've had meetings with high-level Bilderberg members in the last 2 years, repeatedly. Okay, skip this break. Sorry, I meant to tell you. Why don't you tell us the names? These are off-record meetings. But I'm sitting here explaining to you how real this is, but you don't need me to tell you how real it is. You see it out in the open. I could switch sides right now. And now they've moved into the phase of, well, we really know you love your...
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I don't know how anybody can be bored. All right, anybody can say, oh, life's not interesting. You're living in the middle of a biomedical, scientific, worldwide dictatorship being formed. I have videos today of Klaus Schwab saying, we're going to take over all the corporations, all the governments, and get rid of free will. I have Yuval Noah Harari in a new clip saying, your free will's gone, freedom's gone, it's over, just accept it and roll over. I have the CIA being commanded by Fauci and Bill Gates to cover up therapeutics and cover up the deaths from the shots and cover up the fact the shots didn't work. Of course they didn't work. They'd already covertly tested it on humans and animals years before. It's a perfect bioweapon because it's a nanotech weapon and hurts people different ways. But it gets you. Even if you haven't taken the shot, it gets you. We're all, life expectancy's plunging right now. We're dead already. There's ways to mitigate it. The God's given us through Mother Nature, but we got to stop this and stop this now. It turns the people that take the shots into engines of sloughing. They love watching us kill each other this way. They love us being the harbingers and the host that carry the death in us. It's funny to them because they see us not able to grasp it, not able to see it, and they think, well, this is why we're superior because we see it and you don't. But then they do everything they can to dumb you down and keep you from learning the truth. Oh, they're so superior, they've got to have the CIA and the whole media and big tech block hundreds of millions of posts. 50 million alone on COVID alone in just the first 2 years, Facebook admits, that the government demanded me take down. 50 million posts. Oh, hey, my dad had a heart attack, or my son had a heart attack. We took the shot, or hey, I'm 25 years old, and I have my period once a month. Now I don't have a period anymore. I have it three times a month, and I've got, oh, no, you're not going to, remember the young man, college scholarship for sports, had a heart attack, myocarditis caused a heart attack, and it was in the news and even on like Instagram and stuff. It had 10 million views or whatever, and then he got banned. He got blocked. And they had a Yahoo News article, and it said, well, the UN group that oversees this information said that it's misinformation because even though it's true, and his doctor did go public and say the shot made him have the myocarditis and the heart attack, and it'll probably kill him the next 10 years, even though he's a nice young man and everything, if his story goes out, it'll keep people from taking the shot, and overall the shot does more good than bad, which isn't true either. But it justifies the means. And so the UN says you're banned. Remember, I covered that article like 10 times, 5-6 times on air. It said the UN censored this American because he told the truth, and that would make people not hit the shot. They even tell you why they're doing it. And look what they've done to the troops, everybody else. We're being depopulated right now. And I just can't believe these people think they threaten your family. And then that makes you want to roll over to them. But I guess a lot of people just can't face bullies or can't face tyrants. And they think it's safer to run. So let me do this in the rest of this segment. Let me tell you what's coming up. I'm going to come back and hit it all. Canadian Speaker of the House quits following Nazi salute, and they've now been arresting reporters that broke it. I'm not joking. They admit they did it. It even got caught on video. I'm going to say this again. The reporter that broke the news that was an SS officer that actually reportedly was part of the unit that actually shot Jews in mass graves has been taken to jail for misinformation in the UK. Okay. Oh, and here's another one kind of dovetails with it. UK journalist arrested for misinformation after exposing Trudeau applauding Nazi. Here's another one. U.S. government, Owen Schroyer must turn himself in for jail by October 24th. See, I don't have to go look overseas, I can look right here in my office. And they say in his charging sentencing document And Norm Pattis' lawyer, he's a great First Amendment lawyer, was blown away. The judge in the sentencing said, yes, and I'm doing this because of your free speech. I'm doing this because of what you said. You're still saying the election was stolen. And Norm Pattis, after the judge said that, said, Your Honor, I just wrote a transcript of that. I want to get the transcript. I just wrote, you know, you just said what the Supreme Court will 100% overturn. And the judge just smiled at him because they don't care. They've been given marching orders, ladies and gentlemen. They put it in the sentencing statement of the judge. I'm doing this for your speech. That's called putting your Weibos on the table. They want to be totalitarian. They want to be corrupt. They want to hurt people. They want you to know. And the craziest thing is when you get threatened by these people, they're threatening you, and you're like, what, you don't think I don't know you're bad? That's what I've been saying about you. Well, you keep saying we're ruthless and totalitarian. We'll be totalitarian. Oh, really? Oh, I see. I see how that works. So that's just a little stack right here. Voters are losing faith in Biden's Democratic Party. People are totally turning against the party. There'll be a complete landslide, but they plan to steal it again. Basically outlaw the Republican Party and political opposition. Huge stack on that front. Also, I'm going to explain why the Fortune 500 of the hires they've made the last 2 years, 94% were not white. Let me explain the bigger plan behind that. It's not to help brown people. I'll explain it. Also, anti-racist tech CEO beaten to death by black male home intruder who was released early from prison by a Soros judge. Washington National Cathedral reveals new stained glass windows. They removed the old ones and put in the new religion. We'll tell you what that is. I bet you can guess. Black Lives Matter. Again, I already mentioned this, but it's so huge. Trump basically just lost New York bank fraud case before it even started. The judge found him guilty. And now they'll have the trial. And you go, wait a minute. Judges don't find you guilty. Juries do. Not in the new America. No, no, no. In the new America, the judge finds you guilty. And then a hand-picked jury certifies it. And then the judge decides the sentence. It's freedom. The judge says you're... property is worth $18 million, even though the taxes say it's worth over $200 million, and local realtors say they can sell it for $500 million in a day. Reality doesn't matter. The judge in their black outfit, they decide everything now. And then we'll get into the completely blown open border, the worst collapse ever. Elon Musk on his way down there. We're going to hit all of that. U.S. military is laying the groundwork to reinstate the draft. Oh, you might want to stay tuned for that. The huge vaccine news with the CIA running the whole thing with Fauci in command. I told you, Fauci's not a puppet. That little murdering monster is a field marshal. He's in command. I'll be right back. Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, the DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me.
My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period. All right, let's hit the Canadian Nazi story first, okay? Because the ADL, the Simon Wiesenthal Center, all these groups run around constantly claiming anybody that doesn't submit to total tyranny and the globalist leftist agenda is a Nazi. It's quite a smear. Most people don't want to be called a Nazi. And so they back down and they go, okay, cut my kids' genitals off. 2 men can have a baby. Open borders are great. Devalue the dollar. Launch war with Russia. But it's so illustrative what happened last week when Zelensky was here in North America demanding more money and in Canada
to have hundreds of members of parliament there, and they say, this man fought against the Russians in World War II in Ukraine. And they're like, yay! And of course, the Nazis, like, I've been hiding my life. You know, I lied to them about what military I was in, but they actually know I'm a SS soldier under direct commission of Adolf Hitler in the Waffen-SS, the armed SS. I mean, we ran death camps. We shot people in mass and shoveled them into graves, 30,000 at a time. And he's just wiping his brow. Just, he can't believe it. He gets invited there. He's there. I mean, no one's that stupid. The prime minister's office invites this guy, now they're saying a week before, to be there so we can have a soldier that fought the Russians. Now, who fought the Russians on the Eastern Front that was Ukraine and the Poland and the rest of it and Serbia in World War II? I mean, I would think any moron would know that. No, ladies and gentlemen, the good guys were the Nazis, you see. And there's a whole history of Trudeau hanging out with Ukrainian Nazis, because that's the culture in the opposition to the Russians. It's the Nazis and it's the Russians. So why would they do this? Because they thought they'd have total control, as a sick joke. The deputy prime minister is the deputy head of the World Economic Forum, and her father was a top Nazi on record. That's why they had to run to Canada so she could then be born. More Nazis went to Canada than went to Argentina and Brazil. But Kurt Waldheim was an SS officer. He became the head of the UN. The first head of NATO was a Nazi. The truth is, we brought tens of thousands of Nazis into the U.S. to be put in the head positions of dozens of federal agencies as well. Because they would follow orders, were high IQ, and were perfect match for the globalist psychopaths. They put them in charge of the medical system, the military, weapons development, NASA. Klaus Barbie, famous SS officer, worked for the CIA and ran whole operations in Latin America. I've known people that were anti-communists working for the army and the CIA that worked with Klaus Barbie. I was a little kid hearing people talk about meeting Klaus Barbie. And it's on record Klaus Barbie ran operations down there. So you can't shake a stick. You can't swing a stick in the dark and not hit a Nazi when you get involved with these people. So 98 years old, and he's there, and they do this, and they think we're stupid. But where does it get really interesting? Canadian Speaker of the House quits following Nazi scandal. Oh, so it's his fault. Poland may seek extradition of Ukrainian Nazi World War II veteran Hunka from Canada. Just in, Canadian Speaker of the House Anthony Rota resigns in shame after he led a chorus of applause for a literal Nazi. But we're giving hundreds of billions of dollars of aid and weapons to the Ukrainian military that wears the Nazi patch from World War II as an official patch. Like, we have the American flag on our shoulder. They have the Nazi Ukrainian symbol of World War II. That's their symbol. But they know the public's ignorant, and they can just say, oh, that's Russian propaganda. That's what Trudeau said. It's a leftist story. It's a mistake. No big deal. Move along. That the Russians want us to talk about this. Now we have this, Infowars.com. UK journo arrested for malinformation. Mal means it's true, but it's hurtful. After exposing Trudeau applauding a Nazi, Warren Thornton was actually on a TV show via Skype video link when the police busted in, and they confirmed they took him to jail for misinformation, but later released him because no crime had been committed. It's pure intimidation. He says he'll never be intimidated. He'll never shut up. But within days, they tracked back who first broke it, He went and looked the guy up, found out he was a Nazi, went into the Ukrainian and World War II archives, found his photo, found out who he was, found the name, exposed it, and they got on the phone and said, get over there, intimidate that guy, take him to jail. Click. That'll teach him. You're like, well, that's just over in the UK. Oh, really? U.S. government? Owen Schroyer must turn himself in to jail by the end of October. October 24th. So, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's just, you can't make this stuff up. So, here's Letitia James. Remember, these statements from the Attorney General are inadmissible in New York. Trump can't show Letitia James as she was running, giggling and laughing, how she's going to put him in jail one way or another. Here it is.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass.
I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president.
We need to focus on Donald Trump. We need to follow his money.
What is fueling my soul right now is Trump.
I'm an illegitimate president. I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him, and then going home.
And as I've said over and over again, I'm not saying the ADL are Nazis. I'm saying they support real Nazis. They protect real Nazis. And they promote Nazi-like policies. They're talking about extraditing this 98-year-old SS man who was in the unit that carried out mass exterminations. 100%. He's still cognizant. He looks like he's 85. Haul his ass into a court. Indict him right now for war crimes. Oh, but you're not going to see Jack Smith, the UN prosecutor, indict him. You're not going to see the Israeli Mossad grab this guy and put him on a private jet and fly him back, because that's embarrassing. And I'm going to say it. I want George Soros arrested for war crimes in World War II and the Holocaust, which he took part in, and I want him hauled to Israel. Oh, but he's a friend of Israel. He's the type of Jew the Israeli leadership, I guess, likes, because they don't do anything. The Jews that held the other Jews hostage and sold them to the Nazis. Like Madeleine Albright's dad did. Look it up. The scum of the earth. And then they point their fingers at us, and they say, we're anti-Semitic. I don't have any Jews blood on my hands. I look at Jews like people and say, there are good people, there are different people, there are bad people. And I will call out evil Jews all day long, but I will...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Axis was Nazi Germany, the Italians, and the Japanese. That's who we fought in World War II. Now let me tell you who the Allies are. The British, the Australians, the French that were left, the United States, and a few other countries. That's called the Allies. We should have they want re-education for our kids to teach them two men can have a baby. How about the Parliament gets to go to some re-education? I'm not literally saying do that. I'm not like the left. But maybe they go get a month-long course at night where they explain to them, here's how World War II started, and here's who's on the Axis side, and here's who's on the Allied side. So next time somebody goes, and here's this great man who fought the Russians in Ukraine in World War II. Gee, who did that? Have I heard of him before? The guy with a weird mustache that wore military uniforms named Adolf Hitler. That's who.
Oh, my God. I've got so much other stuff to hear, but I am just so sick of these people.
And they know they're sniveling liars as they sit there and tell the dumbed-down public that loyal Americans are Nazis, that Donald Trump is a Nazi. That's like saying Martin Luther King's in the KKK. It's just such an insult to everyone's intelligence. These people are nasty. They're evil. And I'm tired of them. But see, they only get away with this because the type of followers they've got. I mean, do you really? How many members of their parliaments? 200 and something, right? How many members of parliament are in Canada? Because they were all there. Look it up for me. They're in Ottawa, their capital city. Look it up for me. You got hundreds of people there, and they're all clapping like trained seals. They go, isn't it? 338 members of parliament. Almost all of them are there. Their assistants are all standing behind him. He got 600-something people conservatively. They all got an assistant right behind him. 338 times 2. 600 plus. 600. I mean, think about that. 600 plus people. Almost 700 people behind him. And not one person goes, hey, hey, hey. You hear the record skip sound. You hear the car wreck sound. Like, psh. Hey, wait a minute. The Nazis fought the Russians. That's it. And they're the same ones that will go, oh, our fact checkers say you're not allowed to show that John Hopkins study that 83% of the women in the first and second trimester that took the Pfizer or Moderna shot had a miscarriage. Nope, it's misinformation. You can't share that. It's disinformation. It's malinformation. You can't show that. We're liberal. La, 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 la. I think I'm surprised they didn't just fact check and say, it's not true. The Ukrainians did not fight on the side of the Nazis, and he's not a Nazi. I mean, they sure went and arrested the reporter that first found out about it. That'll teach you. How dare you show we're parading Nazis in front of you and saying that the heroes fought the Russians in World War II? I mean, it's just... It's like if they got up on TV and said, the Dallas Cowboys are based in Washington, D.C. and have been there since 1954. You'd go, no, that's the Washington Redskins. And they go, no, it's not. And they go, and the Buccaneers are from Seattle. And you're like, no, they're not. That's the Seahawks. They're like, no, it isn't. And Babe Ruth never played for the Yankees. You're like, yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Too big to have a baby. It is lunatic asylum level craziness. And now they think a nuclear war is survivable with the Russians. Just a year ago, they said, we can't send heavy cruise missiles. We can't send F-16s and Abrams. That's World War III. A year later, hell yeah, we can do it. I mean, we'll take out the Russians. Sure, they'll kill probably 100, 200 million Americans. And there'll be a new dark age. But so what? We'll still be in control. And Letitia James can giggle and laugh and whatever when ICBMs and sea-launch cruise missiles slam into Manhattan. And she gets turned into powdered dust. Because what does she know about ICBMs and MIRVs and particle beams and bioweapons like weaponized mousepox that kills 90% of people? She doesn't know about airborne hemorrhagic fever. She doesn't know how to wipe her big old fat ugly ass. All she knows how to do is strut around and be an idiot tyrant. Oh, my God. Play the standing ovation, and then I want to go to Stoltenberg. Go ahead and play it.
We have here in the chamber today Ukrainian-Canadian world veteran from the Second World War who fought the Ukrainian independence against the Russians and continues to support the troops today, even at his age of 98.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah, he fought the Russians in World War II. Oh, my God. Standing ovation. You talk about idiots. They should all resign. This man fought the Russians in World War II in Ukraine. Instantly, you'd know. What? You'd be like, whoa, 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 excuse me. Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. But they've all been elected because they're followers. They've been all elected because they're ignorant. Or they've been installed because they're dumbasses. Dumber than a box of rocks. But the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation, they're not dumb. They've scooped up all the 170 and 200 IQ mad scientists, and they know exactly what they're doing. So while you've got these clowns out there, and they're installing all these mindless idiots in the positions, oh, they know exactly what they're doing. So, now let me shift gears into World War III itself, then we'll go to break, come back, cover all the rest of this. Stoltenberg is the head of NATO. And they had agreements when the Soviet Union fell to never expand NATO to the borders of Russia. And then they overthrew the elected Ukrainian government 9 years ago, and George Soros bragged about it. It's all on record in Victoria Nuland. And they started attacking Russian enclaves and pushing Russians out. And Putin said, if you keep doing that, we're going to have to invade and push your troops out. We're going to take part of the country. He was very clear about it starting about 6 years ago. So then they invaded, and they have no intention of taking the whole country. But destroying the Ukrainian military, the Nazi element of it, that's the dominant element. And NATO's been denying that. Remember, oh, we don't have any plan to have them enter NATO. Now they say, oh, we want Ukraine to enter NATO. And then Stoltenberg laughs when he's talking to the parliament a couple days ago, and he just goes, hey, the Russians don't like it, but so what? How would they like it, if the Russians moved hundreds of thousands of troops and weapons into Toronto and were aiming it at New York and shooting artillery at the border? I mean, we go to war with Russia. I'd be anti-Russian right now. I'd say, suit up, let's go. But they're not going to do that because we got nuclear weapons. They don't want that. They got plenty of land. Sold us Alaska for nothing. Largest country in the world. Jam-packed with resources. We need to be working with them, getting those resources. I mean, I see Russia as a big, giant buffet for humanity. Not to exploit Russia, but to work with everybody. I mean, I'm for free market everywhere. Let's go. Let's do it. We'll take your women, too. Let's go. The point is that that's not what the New World Order wants. See, they don't want to make a deal and have a future humanity and have wealth. They want control, and they want to cut your son's genitals off. They want to depopulate you. They want us gone. They want the Russians gone. They want anybody they don't control gone. So here's Stoltenberg now admitting and giggling about the truth. Here it is.
President Putin declared in the autumn of 2021, and he actually sent a draft treaty that he wanted NATO to sign to promise no more NATO enlargement. That was what he sent us. And that was a precondition for not invade Ukraine. Of course, we didn't sign that. The opposite happened. He wanted us to sign a promise never to enlarge NATO. He wanted us to remove our military infrastructure in all allies that have joined NATO since 1997, meaning half of NATO, all the Central and Eastern Europe. We should remove NATO from that part of our alliance, introducing some kind of E and B, or second-class membership. We rejected that. So he went to war to prevent NATO, more NATO close to his borders. He has got the exact opposite. He has got more NATO presence in the eastern part of the alliance, and he has also seen that Finland has already joined the alliance, and Sweden will soon be a full member. This is good for the Nordic countries, it's good for Finland and Sweden, and it's also good for NATO, and it demonstrates that when President Putin invaded a European country to prevent more NATO, he's getting the exact opposite.
Fighting to the last Ukrainian. We'll be back with hour two. Massive news. Stay with us.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.